Murad Abdel Rahman, 37, stared vacantly in front of him, mechanically standing up from one in a long line of purple plastic chairs placed in the street to shake the hands of mourners who greeted him. Posters of his dead 11-year-old son, Ali Murad, adorned the walls. Black flags of mourning, green banners with Quranic verses, and signs from Palestinian factions surrounded the white canopy that had been spread out over the rutted dirt street. Men, seated in the rows, inclined their heads together to talk. A truck, manned by militants, sat parked. The bearded Islamists in white robes waited to turn the funeral into a piece of propaganda, with the boy's body as a prop. The father said he had no part in the decorations, which included posters of Saddam Hussein. He seemed indifferent to the elaborate display. He spoke slowly, his puffy eyes and uncomprehending gaze giving the lie to the rhetoric of sacrifice and glory that the militants would have the world believe marked such occasions. "This is what I worked so hard to prevent," he said, his voice hoarse and low. "I took Ali with me every day to my restaurant at 6 in the morning on Al-Bahar Street. I made him promise he would not go to the dunes to throw rocks. Yesterday, he asked to go home at 3. He said he had to study for makeup sessions they are holding for all the school closings this year. A half hour after he left, people came up running to me to tell me he was shot in the leg. I ran through the street to the hospital. They would not let me in. They said he would be discharged soon. They told me he was okay. I forced my way inside and saw him laying in the corridor dead with a bullet hole in his heart. I fainted." Several small boys stood glumly at the edge of the tent. They said they had called to Ali when he was walking home to join them on the dunes. "We all threw rocks," said 10-year-old Ahmed Moharb. Over the loudspeaker, the soldier told us to come to the fence to get chocolate and money. Then they cursed us. Then they fired a grenade. We started to run. They shot Ali in the back. I won't go again, I'm afraid. On the Sunday afternoon I witnessed, the Israelis shot 4 boys or young men, one of whom would die from wounds the next day. The resident in the camp, who had time to study the taunting, insisted the Arabic accent over the loudspeakers was Lebanese. They believed that mercenaries from the South Lebanese Army, once a Christian proxy army for Israel and long a bitter foe of the Palestinians, had been integrated into the Israeli force. The word in Palestinian Arabic for shoot, husak, was not used over the loudspeakers. In its place, I heard the Lebanese word atuhak, and the camp residents said they heard Lebanese music coming from the guard posts. Ali's small body was loaded onto the back of a truck. A cadre of young men, some bearded and in robes.